I share a lot of the same similarities as far as the 3-4. We're a little better slash 4-3. So it's a lot of similarities. Probably like almost kind of the same, but it's a little different twists here and there to it.
So has that helped you coming into the
NBA?
You already feel like you kind of have it party down?
Yeah. I feel real comfortable with it because, you know, I've been doing it for the past 4 years, so I'm real comfortable with it. I feel like I got a few steps ahead, and I'm able to teach some of the other guys that haven't been in the 3-4, and I'm able to help them with it, get them a little key pointers to it, to the other defensive linemen.
Obviously, you know Mike Nolan as well as anybody. What are you telling guys? I'm sure guys are asking, you know, what's he like and all that. Or, you know, probably a couple months ago they're asking what's he like.
Yeah, Mike Nolan, he's a cool guy, man. He's a stand-up guy, man. Very well-rounded. You know, he just had to play a different role when he was head coach, but now he's defensive coordinator, so I feel like he's good. He's good. He's very straightforward and to the point, man. He knows his defense, and he knows a lot about the offense as well.
Are you the nose tackle on the 3-4?
Yes.
And when we've been out there, it looks like you're running with the first unit.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
That's the way it's been since you got here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
How difficult is it to play nose tackle? I mean, that's not a very clever
decision. It's not difficult at all to me. I mean, I like being in the midst of it and being in the middle, man, because in the 3-4, the key point is having a good nose tackle. So if you ain't got nobody that can hold the nose in the 3-4, really, I mean, the 3-4 is not gonna be real sturdy and not be real good. So, but I like being in the middle. I like the contact and being able to be in there.
You're
getting
tired of the abuse. You're always getting double teamed.
From every angle. Sometimes, but we got different plays. You know where I be freed up and we got different things that we go run and we're going to do, so I won't be double-teamed as much as all the time. But yeah, most 9 times, 8 times out of 10, I'll probably be double-teamed.
You said that, you know, Mike Nolan is kind of a different role. Are you talking more about being a player's coach versus being a head coach? You know, I mean, I'm sure as a defense coordinator, he's got a different
aura about it. Yeah. I mean, you know, you got to handle yourself differently and different things, you know, as being a head coach. You know, it's different from being a defensive coordinator. So, yeah, so you carry yourself different.
Surprising you to see the difference after being
Yeah. But it's pretty much the same, so yeah.
In San Francisco, you didn't start, you were a rotational type guy, and Mike Nolan said, we thought you were a starter, we think you can be a starter. Is that how you wound up over here when you signed?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I started 1 year out there, but then I had an injury and I broke my arm, but then I came back from that pretty good, and then I just was in a heavy rotation. So, that's pretty much how I ended up here, and I'm a starter here.